if you wish to use the library," she said, preparing to depart. "You most certainly may. I found what I was looking for, and as it grows late..." "Tessa," he said, holding out a hand to stop her. "Yes?" she asked. There was a little wistfulness in his expression as he looked at her. It was all she could do not to stare. "Will? Wistful? He had to be play-acting." "Nothing. I..." He shook his head, a lock of dark hair fell over his forehead, and he pushed it out of his eyes impatiently. "Nothing," he said again. "The first time I showed you the library, you told me your favorite book was The Wide, Wide World. I thought you might want to know that I... read it." His head was down, his blue eyes looking up at her through those thick, dark lashes. She wondered how many times he'd gotten whatever he wanted just by doing that. She made her voice polite and distant. "And did you find it to your liking?"
"Not at all," said Will, drearily and sentimental, I thought.
"Well, there's no accounting for taste," Tessa said sweetly, knowing he was trying to goad her and refusing to take the bait. "What is one person's pleasure is another's poison, don't you find?"
Was it her imagination, or did he look disappointed?
"Have you any other American recommendations for me?"
"Why would you want one when you scorn my taste? I think you may have to accept that we're quite far apart on the matter of reading material, as we're on so many things, and find your recommendations elsewhere, Mr. Herondale."
She bit her tongue almost as soon as the words were out of her mouth. That had been too much, she knew. And indeed, Will was on it, like a spider leaping onto a particularly tasty fly. "Mr. Herondale," he demanded. "Tessa, I thought..."
"You thought what?"
Her tone was glacial.
"That we could at least talk about books."
"We did," she said. "You insulted my taste. And you should know, The Wide, Wide World is not my favorite book. It is simply a story I enjoyed, like The Hidden Hand or... You know, perhaps you should suggest something to me, so I can judge your taste. It's hardly fair otherwise." Will hopped onto the nearest table and sat, swinging his legs, obviously giving the question some thought.
"The Castle of Otranto,"